One final time with Sabetha Blue Jays boys basketball coach Josh Wurtenberger. Our locker room chats here wrapping up for another basketball season just across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, Brandon Tamman, Coach Wurtenberger with us. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Blue Jays, top seed in the Royal Valley Substate. Big win over ACCHS in the opener on Monday, 75-31. Coach, just take us back to that one, and obviously a big win and a good start here in the Substate tournament.
Yeah, we got off to a strong start in the first quarter. We really focused on establishing an inside presence, and I was really proud of our guys, how they kept that focus. And then that opened things up on the perimeter as well. We had 11 guys scored, and so and everyone contributed to that win on Monday.
Again, noticing and seeing and watching some of your games this year, just I think a big key for you guys is just the depth, how deep you go and the amount of bodies that you play. Do you see that kind of playing into your favor? I mean, a lot of teams, you know, they'll play maybe a couple off the bench, six or seven. I mean, you guys go 10, 11, 12 deep about every game. Can you see that here late down the stretch as being a kind of a big advantage for you guys in terms of conditioning and things of that nature?
Well, yeah. I think the more numbers, the more guys you trust, the better that makes your team. I think that's more of an advantage on a back-to-back night. But you know, the quick turnaround from Thursday to Saturday, that could be an advantage as well. But we want to be ready every night, and I've got a lot of guys that I trust that. If we have one guy struggling, another guy steps up and fills that role.
Well, let's talk about the matchup here in the semifinals. Of course, a very familiar team in Hiawatha who's playing some good basketball right now. You saw them back in early January. That was a 13-point win for you guys. And then you just saw them less than 2 weeks ago. And another win for you guys, 58-36 was that final. They say it's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year. So I'm sure Hiawatha is thinking of that saying as well, but what's kind of a key point for you in the preparation for Hiawatha for a third time? What are you trying to hone in on and stop on their end?
Yeah, I think, you know, with any game, you can always control your defensive end, and so you want to focus on that, on getting stops. They're very talented. They've got anyone on the floor can score, and so we just want to continue to contest shots, to limit them to one shot, and then the longer your defense can be consistent, the more time that gives your offense time to figure out what Hiawatha is going to do tomorrow night.
Hiawatha and Sabetha, one of two semifinals at Royal Valley. That'll be the first one up. Of course, multiple ways to tune in, 103.9, or also on the Sabetha or the Hiawatha channel, which one you choose to view or watch or listen. We certainly will have all avenues of that one at 6, and then Perry LeCompton and Hayden will be the nightcap at 7:30 from Royal Valley. Again, that is on Thursday night. That is Josh Wurtenberger, Sabetha boys basketball coach. Continued success, coach. Great year so far. Still got a lot to play for, but we appreciate your time throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. Thanks for all you do.